Is it working now?
Oh. I unplugged it and replugged it. Now it's working in both ears again.
Oh, good. No, I think my toe did it.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Are you ready? I'm not starting this again.
Hi, friends. This Hello. Is Tamara.
I thought I was wrong. I don't like that.
This is Tamara.
Tamara, what's your name?
Kara.
What?
Kara.
I'm Kara. And I'm Schmel.
That's something I've been playing around with. Anyway. Hi, friends. I'm Tamara.
I don't like the hi, friends. Okay. You're not our friends.
What did I say? They are. They're fearful friends.
Oh, no. We're fearful friends.
They're just all like our friends.
Observing.
They're our friends.
Are we friends? Are you going to friend us on Instagram?
We should.
We should make our Instagram.
Because there's so many things that like I want to reference, like pictures of stuff.
Anyway. Well, we can do that. We have a Gmail account, fearfulfriendspodcast@gmail.com.
And what do we
submit your
do with
stories?
That?
Well, they'll submit their stories.
Oh, I mean, like in my pictures, like I have, like in my story, I have like stuff I want to like have people look at. And I feel like if we post it to Instagram, people
when
can look
we
at it.
Finally put these episodes out, then we can put on Instagram episode 1 out. Look at these fucking pictures.
Yeah, needs to be done.
I'm Rel.
I'm Tamara.
We are the Feel for Friends, and this is our podcast.
What's going on with us today?
Well, I'm PMSing. I don't know what's going on with you.
I don't know. I feel great.
You fucked us up.
Okay, talk.
Hi.
Okay, here, there, good.
Tamara killed me.
We're back.
She killed me.
I am over having strep and my period all at the same time. So
you had your period while you had strep?
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I thought I had it bad. At least I'm not sick on top of it.
Yeah.
Although I feel ill, but it's just my body tricking me. But you were actually ill.
Yeah. And I think I had strep and a cold at the same time. I don't know.
Well, a strep is all the things.
I've just never had
with, like,
symptoms
like that. Horribly
like
bad throat.
Look at this bruise from my dog. It's a paw print like on my
she's
leg.
Like sensually massaging her leg, wearing the scantily short dress.
Look.
Ah! She's wearing a bodysuit underneath the dress. Is that what that's called?
They're just shorts.
Ah! Yeah. I tried those shorts on that you gave me. I didn't realize there were shorts underneath the shorts.
Yeah, they're like running shorts.
I was very confused. I was like, what's going on?
Did they fit?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I'm weird about wearing them because I'm like, wow, these really accentuate my chicken legs.
Well, I got myself the pair that fit me, so now we can match.
OMG. When are we ever going to wear them?
I don't know. Next Friday.
I was going to wear them right now, but then I'm like so hot that my legs would stick to this chair. So I decided to wear sweatpants because at least I'll be sweaty but separated from the chair.
Sweaty but comfortable.
I'm not comfortable, but
I refuse to
I'm
wear
not
pants.
Stuck to the chair.
It is too hot for pants.
It is so hot, and I'm a little annoyed because
dog fight.
She's out there on her own.
Okay.
Lulu? Okay.
You're a little annoyed.
I'm a little annoyed because I go to this bar every Friday when I get off work for like 2 hours, and we're out of season, so everything should be really dead. And it's like, I love it because I go in there and there's like 3 people at the bar, and I just, it doesn't matter if my husband, it's like the one place I can go on my own without feeling self-conscious or like anxiety. Like, these are my friends, these are my people, and like, I can just like go there by myself, have a drink, come here, whatever. And like, I went there and I had to park all the way at the back of the parking lot because it was completely full. I know. And it's, these are obviously first world country problems, but like, it's 150 degrees outside and that's a really long walk.
It is so freaking hot. I hate it.
I know. And, like, we live in Florida. We should be used to it. But, like, no.
No.
This is fucking climate change. Everything is burning down. I need to stop yelling.
Yeah, my AC in my car broke, of course, in July.
It's like
$805 later. I had to get a new compressor.
Did they figure it out?
A new compressor. And I had to get something with my, like, electrical. It was so weird. I was driving my car. I parked, took the key out, and my car was still running. I couldn't get my car to shut off. I felt like my car was gaslighting me. I was like,
did I do something wrong? I did this.
I, like, keep putting the key back in and, like, driving and taking it back out. And I'm like, what? Am I forgetting something?
I missed a step. Hold on. Let me put the brake.
Yeah.
It's in park.
No.
But they fixed it?
Yeah.
How old's your car? You've had it since before?
2014. So it's almost 9 years old.
Wow.
Yes.
Really? It's not mm-hmm. older?
No. It's 9 years old. Only has like 85,000 miles on it.
You need to take more road trips.
Yeah.
Sure do.
I agree.
Matt's car already has like 150,000 miles on it. It's like 3 years old. And he bought it new.
My God.
No. He drives a lot for work. And we take it on every road trip.
He does drive.
Spend to North Carolina, New Orleans.
Anytime I've gone somewhere, I rent a car. Like when we went to Tennessee, we rented.
Did
a
you
car.
Drive from here to there, mm-hmm. or you flew there?
We drove, but we rented a car.
Oh my God, the miles!
And M was like a year old. It was so stupid. I'll never do that again.
You gotta do things for you.
Yeah.
Leave the kid at home.
Or fly.
Or at a truck stop. Safe haven boxes. Might not get them back, though.
Listen, child care is very expensive.
So are babies.
Yeah.
Abstinence. No. No.
Abstinence?
That's not the answer. I don't know.
So how is your week? How's work? Oh, God.
Work's been fine. We've been slow. I'm just like, this period is killing me. For all the men out there, I just want to describe it like, it's like having a vampire that lives inside your body, but like only wreaks havoc once a month. And he's like draining the life force out of you through your vagina. And like, it hurts so bad all the time. And the more blood you lose, the more tired you get. And you're also just hot all the time. But that could be because it's Florida.
No, hormones make you hot. I wake up in, like, just full body sweats in the middle of the night. Okay. Don't mind me. I'm just airing out my snatch after work.
Her snoo.
You know what I live for? Those
Twinkies.
No, not so much. There's
more. They're gross.
Way better things than Twinkies. Anyway, no, those videos of guys wearing those period simulators.
Oh, I was just thinking about that the other day because, you know, I tell Matt, like, oh my God, this hurts so bad. Like, I almost passed out the other day. And then he's like silent. And I feel like he kind of just like shrugs it off, like, oh, she'll just get over it.
Right.
But we need to let them know, like, when you want me to make you dinner. And I say, I don't feel well. Or, like, when you're like, oh, we can have sex. And I'm like,
don't fucking touch me.
Yeah, I'm not in the mood. It's not because I'm just, like, not in the mood. It's because, like, this is what it feels like.
Yeah.
I think every man should have to do that.
Yeah.
Truly.
And not to mention, like, we go to work all day.
We have to. I want to leave work early so bad. I did leave work early, actually. But it was mostly because I couldn't get anything done because my head was throbbing.
We should go halvesies on one of those. Make them both.
Is that
try
something
it.
That we can buy?
Yeah.
What else can it be used for?
Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know.
I think it's similar to like a TENS device.
I used to have a TENS therapy thing. But yeah. The battery corroded.
Yeah, I think it's similar to that. It's just more powerful. And it has like levels where you can make it higher and higher and higher.
Ah. Huh. I wonder if it could make you feel better in certain ways.
Like, as women, we probably would feel better with it in some ways, and
wow,
men would cry.
This is relaxing.
Yeah. So, You know what I randomly thought about?
No.
Actually, I saw this person at Walmart.
Ew.
Do you remember that guy that worked in the seafood department or the meat department, and he would run around? He would, like, run out to his car. Yes.
The fucking yes. Like, I wish everyone could see the way that I'm running. Just, like, with his arms at his side.
Yeah.
He would just run with his arms straight down at his side. He would, like,
come through the checkout of the grocery store. Yeah. And the where we worked, and then
did
after
he have, like, a fancy red Mustang or something like that too.
I think so.
He had, like, yes, a sports car that he would run out to. And this was, is like this short, like, 80-year-old man
who also I think
couldn't,
like,
run.
Maybe he had some, like, brain issue. Like, he was just a
weird
person.
No, he was
person.
Just grouchy as fuck.
He was weird.
I think he was just really grouchy.
And he would grab his bag and then keep his hands at his side and just sprint straight to the parking lot.
You saw him? He's still alive?
Yeah, he was so shocked. I saw him at Walmart.
Did he run in Walmart?
No. One time he ran right out in front of a car.
Well, maybe he is something wrong with him mentally.
But he was, like, doing it for, like, exercise or something, but it was just so random.
I just figured he wanted to get home.
I think he was exercising.
That's weird.
Because he wasn't, like, going any faster than walking. It's just the way he would do it. It was just, like, he would just pick up his bag, put his arms down, and just go.
I feel like if you're exercising, you lift your arms. He was just like, gotta get to the car, gotta get to the car, gotta go. It was like a poop walk.
And everyone would stop and watch him because it was just so erratic.
Yeah. God, we had a lot of weirdos. Just, it's unfortunate.
It was so hard not to laugh in his face because just that memory just popped in my head.
What's he looking like these days?
Same.
Really?
Well, he looked old and decrepit then,
and he still just looks the same old and decrepit.
Yeah.
Wow. It's been like 10 years.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Didn't you work with your mom too?
Yes, at the hospital.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you remember all this, and yet you don't remember the lady I just told you about the other day?
I know. I'm sorry.
She is the lady I was thinking of.
She was a part-time floral person. I can't picture her. My memory is very, like, stupid. I don't know. I remember the dumbest
things.
I wish
I could sneak a picture of her, and you'd be like, oh.
I have faith in you. You could do it.
I bet I could get my coworker to do it. Yeah. She takes sneak pictures of a lot of customers. And I'm like, you are going to get your ass kicked one day. And she's like, okay, whatever. Like, some of these customers are looking right at her in the picture. She thinks she's slick. She's just like, it's not.
I try all the time to, like, slyly take pictures of Rich when he's doing something stupid. Yeah. He catches me every time.
Yeah, because people aren't stupid. They can sense a camera being shot at them. Oh, well. What story do we have today?
I have a...
Emoida?
What?
Is it Emoida?
No.
Wow.
It is...
Tamara, you have not done a single Emoida in the history of the show.
Right.
How can we be fearful friends?
I have done dead people.
They just became dead of natural causes.
No.
Or of animals.
Really realizing
or a car.
The similarities between my other case and this one now. Okay.
What other case? Your animal case?
The one I wrote about the song.
Yeah.
That was.
Oh, do we have another
people.
Unsolved?
It is. It's a mystery. It's unsolved.
Right. I need to put my thinking cap on. I always have to. Do you guys hear me tapping my fingers? I'm thinking critically. It's severe.
Listen. Okay. I have to scroll all the way to the top of this. Okay.
I love
so this is
watching you scroll.
A disappearance.
Tell me the name. Or do you have a whole thing?
No.
Do the thing.
I have it.
Do the thing.
Bryce Laspisa.
Oh!
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry. I just screamed in everyone's ear. I can cross that off my list. Guess I can't do that case. Still unsolved, huh?
So, this is the disappearance of Bryce Laspisa. This is just one of the cases that is constantly in my head, just like, it just bothers me.
I have listened to so many podcasts about this story, mm-hmm. and yet I do not remember a single thing about it. Like, I'm sure I'll remember once you start telling me. It'll come back to me, but there's so many unsolved cases. And they just all get jumbled up in here, but I know the name. And I know what he looks like.
Yeah.
He's like a sporty looking guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has bright red hair. Green
not the
eyes,
guy I was thinking of.
Green eyes. And like this like huge, beautiful, contagious smile.
Can I look up a picture
of
him?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, look up a picture of him.
I wonder if
because,
it's going to jog my memory.
Because he is still missing.
Yeah, I know I've seen him before. Not in real life, but... Okay, images. Okay, yes. Yep, I'm here. I'm ready. Let's go.
Bryce was born April 30th, 1994. A Taurus. I could tell he was a Taurus. Just by looking at him.
Are you a Taurus?
I am. What?
Are you an astrological person?
A little bit. Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like I can always spot a Taurus.
Okay.
Kindred spirits, I don't know. He has
what you got to say about a Libra?
I love Libras.
You're just saying that.
Because I love you. He has a Taurus tattoo, a bull on his
What months
arm.
Are Tauruses?
April 20th through May 20th, 19th, I guess.
There's another Taurus in the room. Can you guess?
I'm going to go with Murphy.
Oh! Are you just guessing?
No.
You had a 50-50 shot.
Well, I did, but... Lulu's kind of psychotic.
She is. Murphy's very chill.
Yeah.
Is that a Taurus? Very vibe? Chill?
For me, that's how I mean, it's not like they're like stubborn and hard-headed and, but also like loyal and.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Tauruses are very special to me because I'm a Taurus. Just a little bit biased.
Okay. Fair.
He grew up in Illinois, outside of Chicago. He was the only child, and his friends and family said he was talented, charming, and artistic, and made friends easily. After he graduated high school in 2012, his parents, Karen and Michael, who were newly retired, decided to move the family to California, where he began attending Sierra College, which was in Rockland, California, about 7 hours north of where his parents lived in Orange County.
Ooh. Oh, I think I know this story.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, let's so he lived north of them. They lived just a little bit south of LA. Bryce studied graphic and industrial design at Sierra College. He made good grades his first year, apparently was on the dean's list. And he really enjoyed college life. He became close friends with his roommate, Sean Dixon, and started dating fellow student Kim Sly. During summer break, after his first year, he told his parents and girlfriend he was excited to get back to school. Soon after he started his second year at Sierra College, Sean and Kim noticed a change in Bryce's behavior. He was depressed, withdrawn, and sometimes acted erratically. They both also stated that Bryce admitted to taking Vyvanse, which is an ADHD medicine derived from amphetamine.
So kind of like Adderall, but...
Yes, it is.
Very, is it Adderall?
It's very similar to Adderall.
Taking out my note-taking.
You're taking notes? You're very
invested. I was going to say, I'm taking out my note-taking book.
Okay.
Called the notebook. I think of questions sometimes, and I don't want to forget them.
Okay, all right, there you go.
That I already forgot it. God.
So,
but I have it just in case I remember it.
Vyvanse is similar to Adderall in the way that it's sometimes used recreationally, especially for kids in college. They, you know, will use it for studying, staying up late, focus.
And because it's an amphetamine. Does that make it addictive?
It is, yes. So it's like a class 2 controlled substance or something like that.
Sounds like you did your research on controlled substances.
Yeah, I did. So it's used as a stimulant, and he was also drinking very heavily.
Word.
Yeah. Bryce admitted to taking the medicine to stay up playing video games.
Okay. So
not even
it for studying. It makes for good gameplay. Yeah.
Side effects of this medicine can be severe, and some users suffer psychosis and mania.
Well, not only that, but like lack of fucking sleep.
Yeah.
Even my coworkers who just take Adderall, like, I'm just like, literally today we were having a conversation and one of my coworkers was just like, oh, I just took Adderall, so I probably won't sleep for like 3 days. And I'm just like, are you okay? Like, what?
Yeah. And everyone has different reactions to it, and you're not being prescribed this by a physician. Mm-hmm. So who knows if you're even taking the right dose,
right, or yeah,
if it's a medicine that's good for you. Because
right, like, everybody's brain chemistry is different. And yeah, a lot of people don't need Adderall. Yeah.
And
you just need a good night's sleep.
Yeah. My psychiatrist actually had me do like a finger prick blood test to send in to make sure that the medicine that I was taking was right for me.
Hmm.
And like, even just taking Zoloft, they warn you that like there's like SSRI syndrome where like you could just completely flip the other way and become suicidal.
Yeah.
And you just never know with that type of stuff, you know. Combined with the heavy drinking and not sleeping, this had a huge effect on Bryce, and within the first two weeks of school starting, his behavior had already become alarming enough for Sean to call Bryce's mother, Karen, on the night of August 27th to let her know he was concerned about Bryce.
Ugh.
Yeah, this must have been a big deal because, yeah, like, your roommate is calling your mom. And I don't think he told her anything about, you know, that he was using Vyvanse or that he was drinking. He was just telling her he was concerned about his behavior.
Wasn't it like he was about to get, am I thinking of a different story where he's like about to get in the car and he like called the mom and was like, hey, mm-hmm, like he's about to get in the car.
Yes.
Okay.
Ugh. You are corrected. Is
this, ugh. Ugh. I hate, yeah, this story so much.
So his parents had already been warned that he's acting weird. The next day, so this is the 28th of August, Bryce broke up with Kim.
Ugh. Yes, this story. It's Kim that calls the parents and says she tried, yes, to take the key. God damn it, Tamara!
He broke up with her by text message.
Which is cold.
Yeah.
But if he's not in his right mind.
Yeah. She told him, he told her she would be better off without him over text. Yeah.
That right there is red flag.
Yeah. Another red flag, he also gave Sean his Xbox and a pair of diamond earrings his mother had given him, and then sent Sean a text the same day saying, I love you, bro. Seriously. You are the best person I have ever met. You saved my soul.
Aww.
Yeah.
Okay, so,
and as you know, like, when people give away their, yeah, possessions, it's a sign
suicide.
Of...
suicide.
Yeah, that they're thinking, yeah, about taking their life. And so Sean responds back to him. I don't know exactly what he said, but it was something along the lines of like, I love you too. You have a great life. You have so many people that love you. Don't waste it.
Yeah.
So Sean clearly knew something was up, mm-hmm, to say that. Don't waste it. Don't, yeah, waste your life.
100%.
Yeah. Later that night.
That's
a
good response. Yeah. Like, I don't, no, know if I would have even.
Like, could you, like, imagine?
If I had gotten that text.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, okay.
Right. Could you imagine, two 19-year-old boys,
like, yeah, no,
having,
when, yeah, I was 19, I was drunk all the time. I, right, wouldn't have fucking known anything about anything. Thanks, I was 19, to you,
I, like, I want to get a dog. Later that night, Bryce calls his mom from Kim's house upset because Kim had taken his keys and won't let him leave. Some reports say that Kim actually called Karen, so
that's what I heard.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's hard to know. Kim spoke to Bryce's mom and told her he was acting weird and she didn't think he was in any condition to drive. It's not known if Kim had told Karen she thought he was intoxicated or if it was just his behavior. I'm pretty sure that she just said that she was concerned.
What,
and he,
I
was
heard
acting
was...
weird. I'm listening.
I think, didn't they get into a fight or something? You know what? This is all supposition, so just ignore, right, me. Because I am not telling the story today.
Yeah, I think that he went there to talk to her in person because they broke up over text message. Yeah. So he went there in person to, you know, talk to her. And he was obviously acting weird. So she took the keys. And then when he was talking to his mom, he was telling his mom, she's upset because we broke up. And made it seem like that's why
she's not
giving the keys because she's upset. But even now she says, no, it was just his behavior. He wasn't safe driving. Bryce takes the phone back from Kim and tells his mom he's fine. Karen stated that at the time she spoke to him, he was speaking normally. The conversation was normal and he was totally lucid. He was not slurring or seemed impaired at all to Karen. Bryce told his mom Kim was just mad because they broke up, she won't give me my keys, and I just want to go home. Karen tells Kim he seems fine, just give him his keys back so he can leave. Kim does what she said and gives Bryce his keys back. Karen, however, was concerned after the call from Sean the day before and Bryce breaking up with Kim, so she tells Bryce, while he's still on the phone at Kim's house, that she wants to fly out and check on him the next day. She knew something was going on. But he tells her, do not make any reservations until I talk to you. I have a lot to tell you. Fucking cryptic.
And that right there is why this story is so mysterious.
Yeah.
Because if that hadn't happened, this would just been like, okay, he went and did what he wanted to do. But because he said that, now it's just like, oh my God, did someone murder him?
If anyone ever told me I have a lot to tell you, or, like, I have to talk to you, or, like, I have something to tell you.
Sometimes I tell you that, but it's mostly just about my period.
No, anytime someone says that to me and they don't immediately tell me, I'm nervous pooping. Instantly.
I'd be nervous pooping.
Yeah. And then, after that, I'm going to find you wherever you're at.
Because I can't stop!
I will have a panic. I cannot handle when people say, I have something to tell you, and then do not tell you right away. Do not tell me that, ever. Don't ever, ever come to me and say, I have something to tell you, and then don't tell me what it is immediately, because I will flip the fuck out.
I'm going to fuck with you one day when you're at work.
I will leave and call you crying. I cannot handle that. My anxiety.
Are you breaking up with me?
My anxiety is, that's where I draw the line. So, I mean, if my kid were to say that, I would have flipped a shit.
Your child?
Yeah.
She probably would have just been like, Mom, I pooped and it's under my pillow. Like, nothing bad.
This morning at like 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm getting ready for work. And she walks in, she's like, I pooped my pants. And I'm like, fuck my life. And I turn around and she has like stuffed.
Oh, she got a little thingy in her butt.
She's like stuffed like a stuffed animal or something in her butt. And I'm like, why are we doing this at 6 o'clock in the morning? Mom, thought she was a comedic genius.
I have something to tell you. You better sit down for this.
I pooped my pants. Anyway.
All jokes aside.
Karen said he didn't sound heartbroken or sad at the time. So she had no idea what he needed to tell her. He had just been home spending the summer with his parents and had only left 2 weeks ago. So Karen had no idea what could have changed so drastically in this short amount of time. Bryce leaves Kim's house after he got off the phone with his mom around 11:30 that night. Karen figured Bryce would go back to his apartment and they would speak the next day. So Kim lived about 90 minutes south of Bryce's apartment. So Bryce is like way up north, and then south is Kim's apartment, and then like even further south, like
7 hours.
Right? They live 7 to 8 hours away from his parents. So
it's a ways.
Yeah.
It's a trek.
So she figured he was about to make the 90-minute drive back to his apartment. It was 11:30 at night.
11:30.
Yeah. So at 1 a.m. on the 29th, so this is only a few hours later.
This is like when
an hour and a half later.
Back in his apartment.
Yeah. Bryce calls his mom just to check in.
Weird.
Yeah.
Who calls to check in at one in the morning? Yeah. I would immediately be like, something's wrong.
Yeah. Karen assumed he was calling from his apartment at the time, but cell towers later showed that call had pinged an hour south of his apartment.
So he was 30 minutes north of his girlfriend's house.
Right.
Okay.
It was weird. So he never went home that night after he left Kim's house.
And if he left his girlfriend's house at 11:30 and was only half an hour from her house by 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
What the fuck was going on?
So they called, checked in. Karen wasn't concerned because she thought he was at home now. Mm-hmm. Thought he was at his apartment. So she went to bed. The next morning, his parents get a call around 11 a.m. from their car insurance company about a roadside assistance call that was placed for their Toyota Highlander, which is Bryce's car, saying, you know, there was a claim for roadside assistance. You're going to be charged for it. Karen tries to call Bryce and she cannot get in touch with him. So she calls his roommate, Sean. He said Bryce never came home last night. They quickly decide to check the transactions on the credit card they gave to Bryce to use while he was at college. They see a charge from Castro Tire and Truck, which is a repair shop in Button Willow, California.
Okay.
That's about halfway between Bryce's apartment and his parents' house. Somewhere in the middle.
So now we're further south.
Yeah, further south of Kim's apartment.
He was going everywhere with no ending, you know.
So it's, this town doesn't have much. It's just a pit stop to get gas and get back on the highway. His parents think, great, he's on his way home. He just needed to stop for gas and needed roadside assistance. He ran out of gas, so he called. By this time, it's around noon. They still have not been able to reach Bryce by phone. So they call the repair shop and speak to Christian, who's the owner. And he was actually the one who helped Bryce that morning at 9 a.m. So he received the call from the insurance company saying, you know, there's the person
out of gas. That was the problem. He was out of gas.
Yeah.
He just had to run him over a tank.
Right. Yeah. He brought him like three. Yeah. He ran out of gas. He brought him 3 gallons so he could make it to the next gas station and charged him on it. And then they saw it on the card. Karen and Michael explain the situation, and Christian offers to drive out to the spot he left Bryce at to see if he was still there or needed more help. Christian quickly calls them back and tells them Bryce is still there in the same spot where he had helped him that morning.
Ugh.
So this is noon, and he
I
helped
don't
him
like
at,
that
at 9 a.m. So he was just sitting there in his car.
What are you fucking doing for 3 hours? Your asthma hurts so bad, you not have to go potty.
Christian gives the phone to Bryce to speak to his parents. They ask him what he's doing, and he very matter-of-factly tells them he's doing nothing. Nothing. Because that's what he was doing, just sitting in the car doing nothing. So instead of pushing him and asking more questions or asking what he's doing, they just tell him to fill up your tank and get home. So he does fill up his tank around noon, and he's about 3 hours from home, so his parents are expecting him to be home around 3 p.m.
Right.
But he doesn't show. They try to contact him over and over again with no luck. So by 6 p.m., they're worried, and they call Orange County Police Department and file a missing persons report because he is supposed to be in Orange County, so they wouldn't know where else to file.
Right, yeah. It's always confusing when you're going over county lines.
The police are able to contact his phone provider right away, and they do an emergency ping of Bryce's phone, which is like so unheard of because sometimes you report a missing person.
Oh,
number one, they
don't
care.
You need a warrant
right away.
All this other stuff, yeah.
And number two, if you do try to contact, you know, providers or banks or whatever, yeah, you have to get a warrant. They won't give you any information, which is really cool. So luckily, his phone is still powered on, and it pings. Where does it ping?
At the same spot.
Yeah, he's still in Button Willow in that same spot. So this is 6 p.m. So the guy, Christian, helped him at 9 a.m. with that gas. And now it's 6 p.m. and he's still in that same spot. So Orange County Police contact the deputies in Button Willow and ask them to go check the area. They find Bryce parked on the side of the road. He was only 8 miles away from where Christian had helped him.
So he did move, but then he just still parked on the side of the road.
Yeah. He moved. He left. He went and filled his gas tank. And then drove about 8 miles. He was actually in a hotel parking lot. Not in the hotel, just in his car. The police perform a field sobriety test, which he passes.
It's because he's not fucked up. Yeah. He's just like manic.
Yeah. They say he's totally lucid. They said he was friendly, in good spirits. They search his car for anything suspicious like drugs or alcohol and find nothing. When the police ask him what he's doing...
Please tell me he says nothing.
Well, he first tells him he's there to meet friends. And then later on, He tells him he's just there to blow off some steam. So the police ask him to call his parents, and I guess that's why he needed to blow off steam. He didn't want to talk to them. He was really reluctant. So the police actually dialed the phone and speak to his parents first. They ask if he seems okay and if he's able to drive. They tell his parents, yeah, he seems totally fine. We did the field sobriety, you know, all that. He's all good to go. And these are the police telling you that. I know.
Because, like, they've done everything they can. There's not, they can't bring him in because he's being weird.
Right. Plus,
just fucking sucks.
Plus, he's 19, so yeah, he's an even adult. If his parents
If he wants say, to disappear, he can disappear.
Right, yeah.
God, it's just like, ugh.
Right. They put Bryce back on the phone with his mom, and she again asks him what he's doing. And he again, matter-of-factly, says, I'm putting stuff in the car after the search.
After what search?
Because the police searched his car. So he's
just
matter-of-factly. He's not telling them, like,
this is what I'm doing right this second.
Right.
When she should have been like, what the fuck are you doing right? Yeah. Like, not right now, but, like, today. What's going on?
His parents, again, don't push him to find out what he's doing or what's going on and just tell him to get something to eat and get home. So it's 6 o'clock at night now in August.
I'm so stressed.
The police confirm with his parents that he is fine and he's on his way home. So I think that they confirm that he, like, left, and they call his parents. And
he probably went, like, a mile down the road and then just continued to sit in his car.
Later that evening, Christian calls back Mike and Karen because he had a missed call from them earlier when they filed the missing person report. They were letting Christian know. They give Christian all the details, and he offers to drive out to the spot where Bryce was with the police to check on him. They say, no, don't worry. The police assured us he was okay and on his way.
Oh, my God. Please tell me.
Christian.
He goes back out there and he's still there.
Christian, being the nice person he is, insists on going to check the spot where the police had been with Bryce at that hotel. So I feel like Christian got a vibe from.
Yes, I'm like, sure he did.
He knew. Or else, why are you insisting are you to these people you don't yourself? Know into the situation? So, a few minutes later, Karen and Mike get a call from Christian saying Bryce is still there in that parking lot. He said that he was acting okay. The only thing he noticed was that his eyes were red. And, of course, he hasn't slept in over a day now.
Yeah.
So, his eyes are going to be red.
Yep.
Right. Christian tells his parents he will get Bryce on the road and follow him to the highway to make sure he's headed back in the right direction. So Christian does this. He even follows him for about 10 minutes on the highway.
I would have and this followed is like, him the whole fucking way.
This is like 30 minutes that he follows him to the highway and then 10 more minutes on the highway. There's a lot of, like, I would have done this. Should have done this.
You can't blame anybody. You don't know. You would just think, this stranger's following me. I better just get home.
Yeah.
You know, this has gone. The cops are involved. I've got this good Samaritan here. Like, I'm just going to get home. But this person was, like, obviously not in the right state of mind.
Even from his, like, parents' point of view, or, like, from Christian's point of view, or from the police, like, everyone says, oh, if that were me, I would have done this. And they give the parents a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But
you can't.
I mean, I'm sure that they look back now on the situation and think, I wish I would have done this. I should have done this.
He's a fucking grown man. Yeah. Like,
and the police were telling him, he's fine. He's fine.
Nobody can force him to fucking drive his car anywhere but where he wants to go.
Yeah.
Like,
but they all say, like, why didn't they go? Why didn't they just drive to go get him? He wasn't that far at this point.
He's 19.
Yeah.
Because he's a grown up.
Right.
It's
so,
just, it's so
and I mean,
tough.
Like, in that situation, you think, you know, like, something's going on with my child. I don't know. I'm just going to drive there in a panic and go try to handle this situation. You know, but that's not what happened. And, you know, hindsight's 20/20.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say. People give them a lot of shit. And until you're in that type of situation, I can't speak on the situation or the relationship, the background that they had with their son, the trust that they had, you know. So,
whatever. It just sucks, man. It's like, just because we know where it ends.
Mm-hmm. So Bryce and his parents talk a few times after this. Mike and Karen, who are obviously really worried, continue to check in with Bryce to make sure he's still on his way home and safe. They ask him for landmarks so they can confirm his location, but Bryce just tells them it's too dark, he can't see anything, and the GPS says he'll be home at 3:25. Every time they ask, that's all he'll tell them. The GPS says 3:25.
That's the worst part of it, too.
Yeah.
He's just giving them fucking false hope.
So at 2:09, Bryce calls his mom and says he's too tired to drive. So he's like an hour and a half away from the house.
Yeah.
Apparently, you know.
Allegedly.
Where they think, yeah.
What he thinks or what he's telling them.
Yeah. So he's been awake now for at least
2 days, right?
Like 36 hours. Probably more, because he was taking the Vyvanse and he admitted he was taking it to stay awake right around the time that he broke up with Kim. Mm-hmm. Anyway, his parents agree and tell him to pull over and rest for a few hours, which is like, I don't know. Like, to me as a parent, I would have just been like, God, pull over. I'm coming to get you. And I'm sure that they just like feel so like, ugh,
and
why?
Did
why
him?
Didn't I?
They said pull over and rest, right?
Yeah. They said, yeah, okay, pull over, get some rest for a few hours. He's an hour and a half away.
Ah, it's so tough.
Yeah.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Yeah. So they decide to get some sleep too.
I wouldn't be able to sleep.
No.
I wouldn't.
It's 2:00 in the morning, so whatever. The next morning, they get a knock at the door and they're relieved that Bryce is finally home. But it was actually the police on the other side of the door. And that's where I have to switch to my paper notes.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, and that's where we'll leave you for part two. And I was like, bitch, we are not that kind of podcast. Shut up. No. We get it done in one episode.
So the police are at his parents' house. They say, are you the owners of this Toyota Highlander? They say, yep, that's Bryce's car. Was it stolen? They say, no, it was found.
That was their first question. Was it stolen? They know what was going on. Why was that their first question?
I'm sorry. The police asked them if it had been stolen.
Oh.
They said, no, it's our
I'm
son
like,
Bryce's
what?
Car. You know. So they told him it had been found abandoned near Castaic Lake at the bottom of a 25-foot embankment at 5:30 a.m. that morning. So just 3.5 hours after he had last spoke to his parents and 2 hours after he should have been home. So he had 3.5 hours ago just talked to his parents.
Yep.
And now his car is found abandoned.
And where is this in relation to where he said he was?
I'll get to it. But also, like, okay. I'm a very visual person. So
I am too. I wish we had a map.
So, Google it. So that's what I'm saying. Google image where it was found. Because okay. I have to do the same thing. I had to look at, like, the whole, like, where his apartment was, where his parents' house was.
Because I know his apartment's up here.
Yeah.
Kim's house is here. His parents are way down here. Where is this? This is where he was found, you know.
Yeah. So it was south of Button Willow. So he did go south a little bit.
How far
south? I'll get to it. I'm not really sure. I don't remember at this point, but I know.
I have to read my notes.
It's in my notes. It appeared Bryce drove his car off the embankment where it landed on the road below. The vehicle was laying on its side with the rear windshield broken out. So.
Okay. Hold on. He's at an embankment. The vehicle's on its side.
Yeah.
So he crashed the fucking car.
Yeah. And the back window is broken out, but the police don't think it was broken from the crash. They think he broke it out with either like his foot or some tool.
To get out.
Yeah. They find 2 drops of blood. One's like on the passenger seat and one's in one of the back seats of the car.
Probably from climbing over to get out the back door.
Yeah. So he may have been slightly injured in the accident. But obviously it wasn't fatal because he's not there. And Google image. You can see the picture of his car on the side of the road. And you can see pictures of where it is in relation to this like lake. And it's really isolated. So I was wondering, this 2-ton car is falling off of a freaking hill. That's going to be loud. Crashing onto the ground.
I mean, you've driven down some highways. Some of these highways, it's just like BFE. There's nothing there.
Yeah, it was really isolated.
If it was off the highway.
And it was like an access road that he was on. So I was, okay, that makes sense. His wallet, cell phone, and laptop were still in the car.
Not a good sign.
No. And his duffel bag was found unzipped nearby. And
so his duffel bag was outside the car.
Yeah. The authorities believe he took something out of it, leaving, but we have no clue what that could be.
Or maybe it was ejected from the car and he didn't zip it up while it was in there. I mean,
who knows? I'm not a police
like,
officer.
Are you having trouble? Look at the wind holding up that page.
I know.
Perfectly.
So tire tracks indicate Bryce had accelerated his vehicle while it was descending the hill. So, like, not from the top, but while it was going down, the way that the...
And there's a lake at the bottom.
The dirt had been kicked up.
So he was hoping to go into the lake.
Right.
How did he end up on his side? He went, I don't want to die! Jerked the wheel to the left.
Yeah, who knows? Like, that was something that I wrote. Like, people think that he was doing it intentionally, but then again, it was dark. He was in a place he didn't know.
There was going down.
All these,
why
like,
would you accelerate?
There was all these like fences and stuff. People say, oh, he was trying to, you know, drive his car off the cliff into the lake. But it was dark. Like, I don't know. Could he see that there was a lake there? I don't
know. I mean, if you're not familiar with that area.
Did he?
In the middle of the night. There's no street lights shining on the lake. You wouldn't know.
Did he turn somewhere and try to go through a gate and panic? And who knows? Who knows what happened?
That's the thing. Who knows? Nobody does.
Yeah.
God.
So
unsolved mysteries.
I know. An emergency search for Bryce began immediately. Officers were on foot, horseback, four-wheelers. There was dive teams, bloodhounds, and cadaver dogs. The canines tracked Bryce's scent down the road to a gas station, and then to a truck stop where it ended.
OMG.
Which is another, like, just huge, like, what? Like,
I know what happened.
However, dogs are not 100% reliable.
They're not 100% reliable, but, like, they're, like, 90%.
But, so this is the only lead, really, that they had, was this...
And they had his literal blood to go off of.
Yeah, and Kim also provided some of his dirty clothes for them. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, how many dogs did they have come out and do this? Like, was it just one? Did they have multiples? I feel like we have to trust dogs to an extent. I mean, they're trained for that reason. What's the fucking point of having them do that job if they're not reliable?
I don't know.
My dog can sniff out a dead frog anywhere she goes.
And your dog is not reliable.
But she can find a dead frog. So I bet if you train them to love blood spatter as much as a dead frog, they'll sniff it out.
I love dogs.
So sick of picking dead frogs out of her mouth. I don't know how she's still alive.
Why do you have so many dead frogs?
People run them over.
Okay.
We mow the lawn. Sometimes they just die naturally. The other one of them, I think, had cancer. I don't know. It was fully intact, but it was all black.
I hate frogs.
She almost got it.
I fucking hate frogs so much. Anyway.
So does Lulu. But she loves the way they taste.
Law enforcement. Law enforcement.
The pearlies.
And dive teams searched for days and found no signs of Bryce anywhere around that.
It's because they need to be checking the semi-trucks.
So there was security footage of Bryce's car driving down Lake Hughes Road at 2:15 that morning, just shortly after he spoke to his mom about pulling over to rest. So they spoke at like 2:09. At 2:15, his car is seen driving down this.
How far is that road?
That's another
from
access
the lake.
Road. So, again, you should look at the pictures right now. Just Google image.
Right this second.
Yeah, Google image search. And you, listener, should also look at these images.
Whomever you may be. And what am I Googling? Bryce?
Where Bryce LaPisa's car was found. Last Pisa.
Car found.
Yeah, so it's very close. The Hughes Road leads up to the top of that hill.
Okay.
So that little like square, that's the top.
So he was caught on CCTV on Lake Hughes Road.
By where that cell tower is. Do you see that cell tower?
Yep.
And then,
that's where his
car went down.
Where's the lake?
The embankment, exactly. So
there ain't no lake here.
So then again at 4:29 in the morning, he was seen driving again on the same road.
What?
Yeah. 4:29. So it's like 2 hours and 15 minutes later.
Are they sure
he's
it's his car?
Driving the same. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're not sure about the bloodhounds, but they're sure it's his car.
So this road led to a cell tower at the top of the hill Bryce's car crashed off of.
It's in this picture, listeners.
Yeah.
Just look it up.
They, from the top of this hill, it's like an optical illusion. Yes, you have your hand raised?
So, Did he drive off of Lake Hughes Road and end up on that secondary road?
Yeah.
Okay. That lake is really far away.
Right.
There's no way he would have known there was a lake there.
Listen.
Sorry.
From the top of this hill, it's an optical illusion. It really is. Okay. Up where that cell tower is. It looks like it's a cliff that goes right into Castaic Lake.
Okay.
It looks like it's a drop off. You can't see that road down there. You can't see the hill, the embankment, the shore. Yeah. It just looks like it goes into the lake. So
okay. That's, yeah, from all these pictures, you can't tell it's a hill.
Yeah. So damn. That's why people think that he was trying to drive his car off the road into the lake.
Man.
Yeah. So it's pretty far. But then again, it's dark. What can he actually see? I don't know. I wasn't there.
Maybe he was trying to drive in, didn't realize that there was a second road, and his tire got like tripped up or something and lost control of the wheel or something, ended up on his side, then got disoriented.
Exactly. Hit his head.
Went to a truck stop, was like, hey, can you help me?
Yeah. And
they were like, sure, but I only accept gas, grass, or ass.
You're well versed in the truck stop language.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, so on September 4th, this is just 6 days after Bryce went missing, police were called to a fire near Castaic Lake, very close to Bryce's last known location. The fire turned out to be charred human remains.
But of someone else, right? Mm-hmm.
Everyone expected the remains to be Bryce because this is...
What, did you go set himself on fire?
Well, someone did. So this is just literally days later. Like, I think it's like six days later. After he went missing. In the same spot, there was a burnt body. So the remains were determined not to be Bryce's.
Whose were they?
Exactly. I could not find that out. So, did they identify who the body was? Or did they just find out that it wasn't his? I need more information, okay?
It's somewhere. Watch a documentary. I'm sure it's in there.
So over the years, there was no more leads. So the Lapisas... Last pieces. They hired a private investigator. The PI was also unable to recover any other info about Bryce. The investigator determined Bryce likely suffered a head injury from the accident, resulting in amnesia or a fugue state when he left the vehicle. What happened to that after? It's a mystery. Sonar specialists conducted another unsuccessful search of the lake in 2015. I really need to not write my notes down.
I think you're doing a great job. You're doing so much better than I did the last episode.
So there's been no activity on Bryce's bank account, credit cards, social security number, or his passport since this has happened. If he is out there somewhere alive, how he's doing it without that, I don't know. His parents keep all the same logins to his banking just in case, you know, if he is alive and is in a situation where it's like an emergency and now he needs to use it, or if suddenly he remembers who he is and can use it. They don't believe Bryce would willingly choose to flee his life and leave his family behind and never contact them again, like the police theorize happened.
But then, like, he sent those messages to his roommate. Mm-hmm. Like, you're the best, have my Xbox or whatever.
Yeah. At the time of his disappearance, police believe Bryce tried to take his own life due to his behavior leading up to his disappearance. Obviously, like, he didn't die, but like, where did he go? How did he disappear so fast?
Maybe, again, all supposition. Is that a word?
Maybe juxtaposition?
Is that a word?
That's a word. I don't know what it means.
Maybe juxtaposition, whatever you just said, but maybe he was trying to take his own life and then at the last minute was like, fuck, turned the wheel, flipped the car, got a head injury, and was like, all right, I'm gonna get out of here, but I can't remember who I am.
Yeah.
And I mean, you hear about that well, not all the time, you don't hear about it, but I've heard several stories of people just being found on the side of the streets. And it's like, this is the missing person that's been missing for 20 years. And she's just been found. And she didn't know who she was.
Yeah, it happens. And
it does.
I guess that's like
crazy.
Best case scenario.
But they haven't found any bodies.
Right.
They've done some shit in the lake. Bloodhounds. Didn't find any bodies. There's yeah. no bones.
So just last year, there was a very credible sighting of what was believed to be Bryce in Missoula, Montana.
There's a lot of gingers in Montana. You can delete that. Sorry.
For the record, I have red hair. Not right now because I dyed it, but my hair's red.
We can all tell that you're a true ginger.
Can you? Because people yes! still say that. How?
You're freckly all over okay. the place.
Okay, thank you. Thanks. Love my freckles. Anyway, so there's a photo of a man riding a bike. It circulated online, got really popular because this man appeared to be an older, disheveled Bryce. And it's years later, so he would be older. Detectives tracked down this man and identified him, astounded by this resemblance. Detectives were shocked. A
picture of the man.
That was the picture I was trying to look for, and I cannot find it when I first got here. They were shocked that this man was not Bryce.
Do they have DNA? They, like, took his blood.
Like, who is he? Did you find out that he wasn't Bryce? Did you find out who he actually was? You're just saying that he's not Bryce. Did you find Bryce? And since Bryce is an adult, he says, you know, you can't contact, you can't give out any of my information.
Tamara smiling.
Because I think that's happened before, that, like, you know, the police find him, but he's an adult and they can't do anything. They can't make him go back to his parents. And I don't know.
I was watching this one show the other day of this one woman who went missing. What show was that? This private investigator fucking found her, and she was just like, she was living in a different town and she had rented an apartment on her own, and she was just like, I'm not going back. She's like, I live here now and I'm good, and don't tell them where I am. I mean, it's on TV, but right, so everybody knows. But
so the guy wasn't Bryce, apparently. Whatever, I don't know if I believe that. I really wish I could find a picture. And they said the picture circulated online, but I can't find it. I went on Reddit. I hope you can find it. Thank you. So police believe he did not die from his injuries of the crash. And
I found it.
You found the picture?
I said I thought I found it. Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's like, what?
I've got like 17 customers that look like this.
Right. I could think of someone that looks like him. But I mean, he's still distinctive looking. I think he looks distinctive. So if he did not die by suicide later, he could be living in a debilitated state of mind.
Yeah, like in a, I mean, they should be looking in like, I don't know, like homeless shelters and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, he survived the crash. Obviously, he could have gone on to, you know, die by suicide. Ugh. And because
I feel like if he were to die of suicide, he would have been found by now.
Right.
Because when did this happen? 2016?
2015. No, I'm lying. It's 2013.
He would have been found by now. The amount of podcasts and TV documentaries that have been done about him. Like, people have been fucking searching.
I know. And he disappeared so quick. It was like he had just talked to his parents. Then he crashed and then he was gone. It's crazy to me. So part of it makes me think the only thing that makes sense is that he
went got cross country.
But then there's like this little part that's like maybe he did die succeed. By suicide and was in the lake. Then they just never found him.
We'd find bones. Bones don't just go away. Skin that goes away, but the bones are forever.
But you just, I mean, it's a lake.
I can't find this lookalike picture.
I know.
It's very frustrating.
And apparently it's circled all over the internet. I cannot find
it. Because it's not there now.
So there's a Facebook page, Find Bryce LaPisa. So it's BryceLaPisa. Find Bryce LaPisa on Facebook.
Las Pisa.
I can't. My mouth doesn't do that.
You literally spelt it.
That's why I spelt it, because I knew I couldn't say it right.
Still said rock. Sorry.
I'm sorry, Bryce.
I love you.
You love
me? He's not listening to this. Oh. Well, I mean, I hope you are. Bryce? Unless you're not Bryce anymore. In which case, that's fine. You do you. As long as you're okay.
Let me just send an email.
Tell your parents you're okay. God, they only gave birth to you. Gave you their credit card. I didn't get my parents' credit card. I'm not mad, okay? I'm not mad.
She's not mad. Any info can be reported to LA County Sheriff's Department. All the links to everything will be in the show notes.
Los Angeles.
Obviously. Just these like mysteries that just stick in my head, and then I just lay up at night thinking and Googling pictures, and it's just crazy. I always think about this one. I don't know why.
I'm very hesitant. I'm always very hesitant to do unsolved mysteries because anything could happen. Mm-hmm. Not to take away from your unsolved mystery, but there is some big true crime news this week. I know. I wanted you to mention it last week, but it happened after we recorded, and I was so mad about it.
You can talk about it. The guy was found.
I do believe, trial pending, the Long Island serial killer has been caught.
And I'm going to let you do that story because I don't even...
Well, I'm not going to do the story. Well, I was going to do the story. I was literally... Remember when I was in Orlando and I, like, had super anxiety and I, like, fell asleep watching documentaries? It was that documentary. I was, just, like, trying to do research.
Oh, okay.
It's just so much. There's so many bodies and there's so many theories. There was... I have a very hard time doing unsolved because you got so many little strings to follow up on, and it stresses me out because we don't know anything. I don't like it. So I wasn't going to do it right now.
But they found him. How do they find him? DNA?
So apparently, so.
I love how it's just him. We just know it's him. It's a him. Not a her.
Well, it is a him.
I know, but anytime. I didn't know anything about it. I'm just like, it's him. Mm-hmm.
I feel you know the story. You know the story. It all started where a sex worker named Shannon Gilbert, she was found. She made a 911 call saying that she was being chased by something, and she ran off into Gilgo Beach, Long Island, and then they went to go look for her. And they ended up coming across a whole bunch of bodies on the beach in the sands. You have heard the story. So she has not been directly linked to the serial killer, but these other women that they have found have been linked to a serial killer because they're all sex workers. They've all been wrapped in burlap. And there was something else that connected them. Along Gilgo Beach, or... I don't know if it's just Gilgo Beach, but there's four victims that were found on Gilgo Beach within close proximity that are connected to this girl, Shannon Gilbert. She was the reason that they were found. And then they kept searching the Long Island beach, and they have found 11 bodies. And so right now, I think that they've connected him to four. I think they've connected him to the Gilgo Beach four. Okay. There's still all the other bodies that they're... trying to connect them to, but like the other bodies are trickier because one of them is an Asian male, one of them is a toddler. Like some of them just don't fit the like sex worker profile of all the victims. But I mean, like if you talk to like some of the people who have worked as sex workers on the island, they talk about like you have to have a driver when you go into that area, and you know, that Asian male could have been a driver, and these women could have had kids. They could have been out in the car with the driver. You know, it's just like, it's wild. But they have arrested. I'm not going to say the crime. It's still got to go to trial.
Right.
This guy has been found based on DNA that was found on the burlap. His wife's hair was found on the burlap, which could have just been like transfer, obviously. Like, my hair's on every one of Matt's things. So, and then like, his DNA was found on like other parts of them, and his cell phone. He communicated with these sex workers through burner phones, and those burner phones have pinged on the same exact towers that his personal phone and the sex workers' phones have pinged on.
Fucking idiot gets a burner and then takes his real fucking phone.
Ugh. And he's like, he's an architect in Manhattan, and he was arrested, and he was like, I didn't do this.
How old is he?
59. Ugh. But at the time of the murders, he would have been like 40-ish.
Wow.
So I'm following this very closely because I have been, that case was like one of like the first ones that I was like amazed by. Like the whole, I mean, you should look into the case of Shannon Gilbert because it is just so tragic. Like,
her going missing and them being able to find her, but then have her not connected to any of these other bodies. But, like, her body was the one that found these girls. And yet she's not connected to them as far as the police go.
But she was found dead?
She was found dead in the same place where all these other bodies were found. But that's
crazy.
Yeah. You should look into it. It's fucking fascinated. You
should do the report on it.
Well, I'm going to wait now until after the trial. So it could be several years. And who knows? He might die. People just fucking die before we get to see them see justice. Anyways, this was not my time.
Well, you got a double distraction. R.I.P.
Bryce LaPisa, if you are dead. And if you are not, we hope you're doing good, man.
Yeah. I wish you just email your parents. Do something.
Snapchat them.
To prove that you're okay.
Send a TikTok.
But what if he doesn't know? What if he doesn't know who he is?
What if he doesn't have TikTok?
You don't have TikTok.
I don't. I'm so out of touch. But not with the true crime world. I am in it.
TikTok's like the reason
it's the reason for the season for you, right? Can't leave
my phone. Like, I would panic if I left my phone somewhere because I don't have my distraction of TikTok to like shut my brain off and disassociate with.
Really?
And oh my God, you listen. Speaking of true crime, you would love TikTok. I have two stories that I need to get into. First, Rudy Farias. Oh my God, crazy twists and turns. And then Carly Russell. Write those names down.
No, I'm not taking these stories.
No,
you do it.
No, I'm not.
You already know them.
It's just stuff that happened like the last 2 weeks. It is bananas. I don't want to do recent.
If you do recent, things change. Like, people haven't even gone to trial yet. Yes. You know how long the trials take?
Listen.
I'm still waiting for the Delphi murders shit to kick out. I know. God, they keep pushing his trial back.
I'm not going to get into the stories because then we're going to have 3 and 4 distractions all in one episode. But, like, I know. If you are on TikTok, you know the twists and turns the past 2 weeks of these stories. It has been absolutely crazy. Anyway.
I feel like I should... I mean, like, I follow some true crime groups on, like, Facebook. I haven't heard anything about those, though. Or maybe I have, and I just keep scrolling.
It's bananas. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Rate, review, subscribe, and email us at...
FearfulFriendsPodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
If you have stories, if you want to yell at us about something we got wrong...
If you don't just yell at us. Just be nice about it.
Just, like, be nice about it, but, like, we know that you're yelling at us.
I will cry.
She really will. She has emotional issues. And I'm on my period. So just be nice, okay?
All the time.
And you wouldn't want to hurt our feelings, now, would you?
No. But send us your stories, your crazy work stories, your ghost stories.
Send us what you think happened to Bryce.
Yeah.
Have you seen Bryce? Send it in. Also, call the cops if you have.
Real.
Don't tell us. Tell them. Yeah. Then tell us. Tell us first. Second. But like first. Before you tell anybody else. Okay, bye.